It's August 14th, 1981, and we're sitting in the project office doing an interview with Waldo Bodfish about artifacts. And later, we'll be talking about plants. Okay, this one you said you wanted to particularly interested in those marks, right?
Well, we find these marks on all kinds of things. Maybe you know what kind of tool was used to make them. In Ford's book or Murdoch's book or both, you see pictures of artifacts with a lot of those marks on too, and then we've dug up a lot.
This one is BAR2-1-10.
They always use those marks for decoration of the equipment they have. If they want to make it a little more fancy, they always do that.
What kind of tool was used to make that mark, do you know? It's got that ring with the dot in the center.
And they probably copper or something. Otherwise, they wouldn't make marks. They would make marks with a nail. When I first come to know the people and older people, they use a nail for drills when I first started living with them. They probably got them from the ship. They used those to flatten up the point and put it in the stick. And sometimes they make a knit in between, make the sharps on both sides and use them for marking. This was probably made when the white man stuff was come up here. I've seen them. They filed with a file it with a nail. When the bigger nail, they flatten up and mark it, file it in the center, and both side tips were making real sharp. They used that for marking.
Did you say what this was?
I couldn't figure out what it's that for. It probably be broken off there. It might be bigger than that.
Yeah, it looks like it's been broken off. Yeah. I think originally this has come loose here. It should be closed like that for a groove in there. Could that be a small ulu handle?
Yeah, it might be a small ulu handle made out of clay. The one they used to have for knives years ago. They make it real thin, those clay. They can work on with a sand. They rub it with sand and make it real thin. Fine sand.
Mm-hmm. they really have this one sealed up tight. That's BAR2-8-9379.
This one was used for making snowshoes, rope on in between. They go through that and put the end of the line through there.
Oh, so it works like a needle. They just weave that through using that piece?
Yeah. They have all kinds of they make them any size, any person that he makes them, any size. This one, the tip was real thin. They just put it through. When they're making scoop or ice.
Ice scoop?
Yeah, they use those things. They use the line for snowshoe rim. They use it for the scoop when they make a drill, make a hole on the ice. They'll scoop just like that with a long handle and put mesh around in the bottom. They use those.
That's BAR2-8A-3036, I think. Is there a number on there?
Yeah.
No, 3056.
3056. This one was broken off. That was about the size of a darting bird's head or a spearing fish. This one was broken on, but we don't know how long it was. It's got a handle before.
This piece we just found today over at the Polar Bear Theater test pit.
Yeah, that's a spearhead.
That piece came from just under the sod.
It's got a place to tie it to the end of the... This one was happening before. It's got a hole on here.
Yeah, there's a hole on each side and then one drilled through the top.
Yeah.
And they all connect.
Yeah. I can't figure out that what that was unless it was used for a hook of some kind for Tom Cullen.
Several of those holes that have been drilled on the side look like they've been inlaid with a piece of wood or bone.
Yeah. It was pretty well made, too.
Sure is.
I can figure that out what it says for. It used for something.
This we thought you'd enjoy seeing, too. That came from right near the same place in that Polar Bear Theater test pit today.
Oh, that's the old handle.
Look at the decoration on there.
Yeah.
That's pretty nicely
whale.
Done.
Whale.
What's that small one on the other side?
It's a whale fluke. Not a full one.
Just the fluke part of the whale.
Part of the tail.
Yeah.
This guy must be a regular whaler. They wonder who owns that handle of a loop.
This is BAR2-8-3329.
That's part of the seal. Captain leg on the end. Big seal. Pretty good thing. I wonder what they use that for. They put a lot of holes in here.
Yeah. And part of it's broken away. You can see there used to be...
It was about this long.
Many more.
Young Uru, must be Young Uru. Bone right in here. They drill out in every place. That's something I can't figure out what they used for. With all those holes.
Just trying out his drill.
Yeah, that probably was it.
Testing
his drill if it really work.
Yeah. This is BAR2-8B-4052.
That's wolf scarer part of the test. It should be about this long. They make noise when they play.
Okay. Bull roar.
I don't know what they call it in English. Wolf scarer.
We've also found some pieces sort of like this one, except they were made out of bone or ivory.
They make them.
Yeah.
Later years.
This was about 2-3 inches across and it had a hole in the middle. That'd be the same thing?
Yeah. They make more noise when you put a hole on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is BAR2-8B-5609.
That's a spearhead. I guess they put the handle here, a wooden. Got a hole in there. Or some kind.
So that those two prongs coming off of there, that would go into a shaft? This is BAR2-SC-60.
That's a runner. Sled runner. It's broken up here.
Does it just happen to be broken that way, or would they ever make something?
It doesn't. Nobody. When he broke, he broke through the crack, I guess. And it sled the runner years ago. They run easy on the tundra, those runners made out of a whale rib.
I noticed some of the old boats that are lying ruined on the beach and on the tundra have some bone or something along the keel.
Yeah, they used that years ago on the keel of the whale boat. Those jaw bones. When they never throw their jaw bones for years ago, a few years back, when they kill a whale, they always bring them in. And they use that hardest part for sled runners.
So they cut strips out of that jawbone?
Yeah, split it with a saw. You can split it in the sideways, make a groove on both sides. After you split it, you take the tips off the saw spot and use that hardest part, split it in the width of the sled. That's right.
This one is BAR2-37-1136.
This one was I don't know what they use that for. It used for something. It's got so many holes.
Yeah.
Or patchwork for the shovel or something.
Patchwork for the what?
Shovel. Wooden shovel when it tips off. It's got a hole on them and they put them down with a wooden nail to hold them. I don't know. I might be wrong.
This is BAR2-8-9380. We found four or five of those so far. Made out of bone or antler or ivory. I think we have at least one ivory one. They're all almost exactly the same. In the way it's
I cut. Can't figure that out, what they use it for. Unless they stick this one on the side. They put a groove on the spear handle. They have a bone like that. When you throw It's just about right when they put that thing inside, up to here. The hole, when you throw it, this one was like this. When you throw the spear, you can throw them wrong ways when you have a grip on the, with your finger.
So you'd put the base of the spear right up against that. And then this would be attached to
spear.
The spear.
Mm-hmm. Animal.
Or, yeah, the, yeah.
I used to make them myself from walrus too. But not different kinds like that. I just make a square little hole on the side of my spear and then stick it in.
That one sure had us baffled. Dale said, you be sure to bring that over to Waldo to see if he knows what that is. In fact, we couldn't find it. I searched for that for an hour this morning just to be sure. This is BAR2-SC-21.
That's a part of I don't know. I can't read that out. Unless it was one of the old-timer planes. Those planes, they have a wooden like that. Years ago, I've seen. They put that right through on top of the blade and push it in. There's a stick. Right, goes right across.
Right across that where it's cut out.
Yeah, it must be one of those. I don't know.
Well, would the blade then have been of stone or would it have been
wooden
steel?
I've seen the wooden frame. It's about this long.
Yeah.
And he's got a hole right in the center here where you put blade in.
A blade, yeah.
And then they stone? Put this thing, yeah.
Stone or steel?
No.
Stone.
No, I don't never see any of them. They were white man made, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When they first, they have a similar thing like that before. Yeah. I've seen the one that's made in early years, white people playing. Mm-hmm. The one Eskimos have around here. When they first came, they have a thing like that. And they wedged it down with wooden.
Yeah, just small hand plane.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm. Okay. It must be one of those. I don't know. I'm not sure. But look that way.
It's about that right shape. And did you get that cough since you came here?
Yeah, I got a cold.
Yeah.
A little bit, but not too much.
This one is BAR2-37-1157.
That's patch for snowshoe or something.
A patch?
Yeah, a broken one. They lash it up when they put this thing right against the broken
Oh, yeah.
Piece.
How did they drill those holes so small?
They use nails.
Oh, they use nails, yeah.
I knew they had some of the old timers have bones, but they really get dull easy. But since they have they started bringing the nails up here, they have a nail drilled, every one of them. Any sizes, all sizes. Some real small ones.
This is BAR2-SC-33.
This one we use for, what do you call those? Shaving.
Shaving?
Yeah. He's part, he must be broken.
What kind of a blade do you put in there?
Rock, clay or something.
Clay? Clay or the chipped stone?
Or soapstone.
Slate?
Flint.
So that's something like a spoke shape, huh?
They have a handle about this long.
About a foot. What do you suppose this these grooves in there are for?
They must when they tied it up with a rope, they would always groove so it won't slip up.
Oh, they need that line groove in there to.
They have a funny, all kinds of funny shaped handles. Some people, when they make things. They don't have any material those days. They use anything.
Yeah. This is BAR2-8-5972.
That's a bone. That's when they lessen, they stick that in, I think, to make the point, the end of the rope go through. They just squeeze it underneath the rope when they were tying.
When they were tying.
Lashing in.
Lashing.
They have a thing like that, like white man do, those sort of spike ones. They use that when they too many ropes and go through there, they kick it so they could pull the end of the rope under.
Yeah, then they could stick the end of the rope under there. And the rope under.
This is BAR2-37-1184.
That's a poke handle.
Poke handle?
Yeah, sealskin poke.
So they, was that on the end of a cord or was it tied right on the end
of
a
poke? Yeah, sometimes they use that for a rope too, on the end, on the spear line. when they hunting walrus, so they won't slip from their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That must be one of them. It's too big for a lion to throw him around. Too heavy.
There's BAR2
That's the same thing too. This one is just right for poke.
Just right for the poke.
Yeah.
That's -8-603.
They put that right on the where they cut the on the neck head here. When they go to lashing.
Right on the head end of the seal. Poking. Would they wrap that around?
Wrap it around with a skin and then wrap it around with rope.
And then lash it. Either that or they used it to start their outboard motors. Is that what we were talking about the other day?
You could use that for outboard motors.
Yeah. This is BAR2-8-3644. That's got a split in one end there. I don't know if that's intentional or if it's just split because it dried.
It's got a blade right in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you use that for marking, I guess. Tie it around here. Some little sharp piece.
Make for etching.
And that's a handle. They use that for something they use.
You think they might have used this old spoke shave that we looked at before to make that round like that?
Mm-hmm. They whittle the wood with any implement.
Just any kind of.
They even use flint chips.
Mm-hmm. Just as long as it's big enough so you could grab onto it. Huh? Yeah.
When you go up river or Nuttaquack River, there's a lot of chips in high bluff on both sides of the river. When they were watching for games, I guess they chipped off the flint.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing or something while they were waiting.
Oh, yeah. Something to do.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, we found a lot of jade. Do you know where that comes from?
Yeah. There's a big jade in Cook River. But nobody ever found it.
Well, they just know it's there.
We know it's there, all right. But I tried to find it 3 times, but I never found it. And it's on the side of the hill, on the south side of Kittery River. And every time people go up there, the old people, many years ago before the white man came, they go up there and chipped off some jade from there. And then they bury it down, covered with sod, after they took it, what they want. They kept it secret. Nobody ever found it.
Yeah.
When I was working for Harold Larson, I was digging a house all by myself about one of the houses. There were five. And I found a date about this site. On that house. Great big one about this wine. Same. And he's got a groove all over on the side, cutting with sand. When they make sharpening for knives and olo and whatever they want to make. I think they took them a long time to cut that piece.
So that piece was a sharpening stone.
That's a big piece. I don't know whether they have it in university or Larson was telling me they were going to put it on the University of Russia. I don't know whether he did it.
And how big was it?
It is about this long.
About a foot and a half long?
Mm-hmm. Long one. A big one. Big chunk.
About
this. 4 feet wide.
4 inches.
4 inches wide?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About same thickness?
Same thickness.
4 inches by 4 inches by about a foot and a half long.
Mm-hmm. That's a big piece of jade.
I don't know where they got it from. It is in the house that I was stuck at.
Here's another piece, Waldo. That's BAR2-8B-5582.
Oh. I think.
Is there a hole in each end of that
yeah.
one?
Oh.
Fish hook?
Boy, that would be good right now when you use it for grading.
It's good shape.
You have to just put a hook on, put a line on it.
This is BAR2-8-3689. Those
are a hook. Somebody cut it off right here. For Uru hunting, they have a hook like that.
How do they use that?
He's got a hole right in here. Those hooks are bent this way.
Oh, bent back. Not
and
straight.
Something must have. Heavy stuff put it to the way they are now. You can see the where they bent right here.
Mm-hmm.
All along, same man. Somebody cut it off.
Cut it off and straightened out those metal pieces.
Yeah. When you shoot a bearded seal or seal when you want to. Okay, they use those. Drag it on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Those are still pretty sharp points.
Mm-hmm.
I had it. That goes in there, too. I had that turned the wrong way in the bag, and I dumped it out into my hand. It was pretty sharp. This is BAR2-18A-363.
I don't know if I can't figure that out. That's something used with something when it's good. Nice shape like that.
What's that made out of?
Bone, I get.
Bone?
Mm-hmm.
Or antler?
Yeah, it's been laying on the ground. The ground stained it and make it black.
Oh, yeah. Could that be a plug of some kind?
Yeah. It's all right. It's a plug, I guess.
Or a lot of labrets are that size. Maybe it's just not ground down.
That's too big for a labret.
Too big.
I never seen that big. It must be a plug for something.
This is VAR2-18A-369.
That's a little handle for tipping something. Digging out root up the river. It's got a hole on both ends to tie it up to the material that's hard stuff or bone or whatever they have.
So this is the handle part,
mm-hmm.
And then something else would be the pick or whatever part?
One side is tipped off.
That's starting to fall apart. I better bring that one back to the lab and soak that. Yeah. This is VAR2-8-2362.
That's the end of the darting point. Got a rope on here and fit it in and tie it up. It must be about this long, broken off.
I think it's MD, not DM.
Maddie Bodfish has showed up, and now she's with Waldo. We'll be discussing some plants and some dyes. Well, the other day in the Elders Conference, you were talking about some pretty interesting things, some plants and other things that were used for dyes and some for medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that you brought over
that's a dye.
And what is the name of that particular material?
Eskimo.
Ibisa. Yes. Ibisa. That means Ibisa.
So that's used for a dye?
Dye, yeah. For the skin and the wood. The men's always used for the sled and umiak. They dye with that kind. The wood. Painted just like painted. Oh.
So they rub it onto the,
yeah.
To the wood?
Yeah. With a little wet. It's wet. This one is. Some of them are dry. I get that from Point Hope. I brought him up from Point Hope.
Do the people collect that?
Yeah.
Heavy sock around Point Hope or?
Point Hope. They collect from Coping maybe. That Point Hope. All kind of tie they always pick up from the Coping. That's what they say. Point Hope.
And that's still popular for people to use that
mm-hmm.
today?
Yeah, you could use for the rock too. They want them to color the skin and wear your boots.
Where do you go to find that?
I didn't find that myself. I get it from my girlfriend down Point Hope, my buddy. She gave me part of that. I got big. All right, I get little bits. I get leaves that what I'm talking about, that medicine I get from Dr. Mew. They send me that kind of leaves from Catch of You. I got it in my home, all right. I just got one. I just brought one, Steve. When it was dry, I throw it away when I go home that time after we have.
Oh, yes, I remember you brought that out at the Elvis conference. You had that plant.
Yeah.
I don't remember what. At the Elders Conference, or?
No,
no,
I didn't see.
You
didn't see, yeah?
I
heard that one of the women from Aksuk, it got lot up there, that kind of land. That's what she said.
Do you remember who that was from Aksuk that was talking?
Yeah, Phoebe.
Oh, that was Phoebe Kippy.
Mm-hmm.
Waldo, I think you had a couple of plant specimens that day at the Elders Conference.
Those nigger heads, the south one, which they use that for wick.
That was for the
Eskimo lamp.
Eskimo lamp.
Yeah.
What was the name of that particular material?
Manuk. And the other one was the grow on between the nigger heads in certain place about this round. And I picked a small piece from there and brought it here to show it to the Elders Conference what it was used for. And what they call it in Eskimo?
I don't know that kind of thing. This is the first time I saw it. The other kind is Ohoroya.
Ohoroya, that's the one. Ohoroya.
Ohoroya.
They used for a diaper on children in early days.
Oh, yeah, that was the diaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even the women use it many way back.
That one looked like it was a kind of a moss.
It was different than moss.
They grow in one place in some around between the tundra. You can tell easy when you saw one like that. It's easy, and they dry them up and hang them up on the rack and dry them up and then put them away for the winter use. They collect a whole stack of them in summer, in the early days when I used to watch people when I was a kid.
See, you have another thing
scraper here.
I think you said it was a scraper.
Uh-huh.
Is that a particular kind of rock? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Some of them
rock.
Are very light. This one is that rock. I get it from Point Hope, too.
When they use those rocks, they scrape the top,
top
layer one. Of skin on
The second layer.
And they start using this on the second layer.
Good little.
So it would be pliable, real pliable.
Just like maybe
they finish.
Press it first.
Scrape it. Tanning it.
Get soft. time it was kind of.
They use those too, flint scraper core. Make it pliable.
Does this certain kind of rock have a name, a special name?
I don't know what they call it in English.
I don't know myself.
No, I mean in Inupiaq.
Inupiaq. I don't know.
Where do you find
them? We call them Ikun. That's for Ikun. Yeah. We would name him Ikun. Yes. For Ikun. The scrapers, we call them Ikun. Could have Eskimo do that kind of a scraper. Ikun.
Can you find that particular kind of rock any place or only in certain places?
No. Sometimes you find them right on the mountain. And
the from the ocean to
where
some
there's
time.
A cliff where there's lots of them. It's in between the rocks when they broke. Cliff break down and when it's mashed to pieces. It's
some of them are
surface
light.
Them right there. You can find them anywhere. Sometimes you find them on the right in the roof.
Randy, you have some more artifacts over here that we wanted to find out some more about. Okay.
This was BAR2-8-6502.
This came out of the excavations at the Utqiagvik archaeological site.
This one was a broken one. It should be longer.
What's
when
that?
They make something in it, they just leave the part like this.
That's a bone work. Wood.
Bone.
A rib of whale.
What would they make out of that?
Huh?
What would they make out of that?
They
this piece.
Pick.
No.
To dig in.
Let me see.
To dig in mussel.
Yeah.
Parsnip under there.
Maybe it is right. Must be a handle out
there. That's recently made, I guess, about 15, 20 years ago.
When we first found that,
it's been sawed off and here. They took the hardest part of the real solid spot off from there. For using it. I guess they just left it like that. It doesn't use it for anything. I don't know.
When we first found this piece here, we thought it might be for a harpoon for whales and not finished, just the start of it. This would be the spur down there.
That would be just right for harpoon back then. But it never made it yet.
Wasn't finished.
Mm-hmm.
But you think it may be a pick? Or
it
could be a pick?
It could be made for a pick, but it's too short, though. Unless you use it for shallow place on the ground. Boy, there's all kinds of things like this.
That one is BAR2-8B-5608.
That's copper, right? It looks like copper.
Looks like it. Don't cut too deep, Aldo.
Thank you.
We want to find out. For sure.
Yeah, that's copper. That, they put a wooden handle here and use it for tipping flint.
No.
Later.
Yeah.
That one is. Yeah.
They put the bone sometime or ivory.
That's a hole right here, maybe.
Huh?
That hole right here?
No, it's worn out from my deterioration on the ground. Yeah, that's the hole. When they put a handle, they put a peg through right there and wrap it up so it won't come out. It's made out of bone. They use those for chipping. When they gonna make something out of a flint, whatever you call that, rock, big round, they looking for eye on that rock.
They're looking for what?
Eye, E-Y-E.
Oh, yeah.
Eye. If you didn't hit that right spot on the eye, it never split good. You have to find the eye first on the rock, that's what they're supposed to always say. And after you hit, when you hit it right on the spot, it's always split right smooth. And they know how to tip it off after that if they split it good.
So once get it split, then it's... How do you recognize the eye?
I don't know. I never find that out.
Maybe only Eskimos.
Huh?
Maybe only Eskimos.
Yeah, only Eskimos that old timers know. They look around the rock, turning them around all over the place when they want to chip it, split it first. And then they hit it with a hammer and split. That's how they
start working on it. Here's a little wood piece. BAR2-8-6898.
It used with something, I don't know what it's for.
No.
I couldn't make out what that's for.
We found several pieces that are just that shape and made out of wood.
It's got a hole. Maybe somebody want to make that drill.
I don't know.
Got a part in it, isn't
it? It looks like hole. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't make that out. Start to make made out for something. Never finish.
This is BAR2-24-183.
It must be broken off.
Yes,
that's ball?
For fish needle. It's got about 6 feet long rope, small line, and the toggle on the end, and they put through on the gills on the fishing. When they catch on the fish net, they told them on a kayak when they go fishing.
Oh, that's, and the fish are towed in the water behind the kayak?
Too fat.
Huh?
Too fat.
It's just too about fat right fish. For a big fish. Got a hole on the end. They have all kinds of safer fish. Put them together when they're going to tow them on a kayak. When they have a fish net away from the village. That might be one of them.
This doesn't have any number on it, but it's a bone piece just a little over 4 inches long. And it's been cut flat here, and then it's got a groove on each end. It was a surface find. Wait a minute, there is a number. It wasn't on the tag. SC-7.
Somebody made it for something, but I can't make that out. What it's for. It's a sharpening on the other side.
Have you ever seen anything like that, Maddie?
Let me see. I never see that cat before. I never see that cat before myself.
And they start to make it the tip of a toy shovel or something. They always groove on this side when they want to put bone on the tip of the shovel. But it's too small, though. Unless it's for when they put toy.
Is it? BAR-2-8-602.
It has a scraper, I think.
No.
That serrated edge?
Yeah. Or add.
That is a little scraper.
Maybe wear a scraper for hair off, maybe. Oh, it's part of the, it should be part of the shovel, but it's about just right width, but it's got a groove on here. I don't know what it's that.
That's what we were curious about, too. It looks like a snow shovel blade.
Yeah.
And
how come it's got like that?
And then maybe the blade broke, and then they still made something different.
Yeah, it's got a nail right on the hand.
Made something different out of it.
Maybe for rake, that one. The sideways rake.
It looked like a shovel blade. It must be ivory, Sable.
What?
Part of the shovel blade.
Where was what here, right here too before?
What's that?
Where? Where was what?
Where was here? This from?
No, where? I thought you were talking about where.
No.
Oh.
That's part of the shovel look like.
When you were talking about this other piece, you were saying it might be from a toy something. We found a lot of looks like toys at this site.
Yeah.
In those, in the early days, the people used to make a lot of toys for the children.
Yeah.
We've got some little harpoon heads,
mm-hmm.
arrows. You saw that bow in the display?
Yeah.
That little bow?
I saw it. That's what children did. They were made for children.
Did people ever make toys or little things like that for anything other than toys?
They make all kinds of toys in the early years. They make even little sealskin flippers for toys for kids.
Yeah.
And oogroog and flippers, both of them, in the front and on the tail end.
You've got to punt this way.
They make those games, they used to play games on those flippers, bones, knuckles, cooked them nice and clean and used them for games.
We were wondering, all these little things that we've found, if they're all really toys or if they were made for some other reason.
Some people make some fancy little things for of their equipment. Charm, put a rope on him, or end of the pipe, or on the end of the knife.
Mm-hmm.
They make all kinds of charm for their knife and everything.
So then we couldn't be absolutely sure that it's a toy, it might be a charm.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been decoration on some of their other things.
Huh? Yeah, they decorate their belongings, each individual, to suit their taste.
I don't have any more artifacts here, Dave.
Maddie, were there some other plants that you knew some things about too, or was it just that one you were talking about? I know you only had that one plant with you, but I thought maybe there were some others that you knew about that you sometimes used also.
That green leaves, that's on the left. That's good for medicine too. Drinking for sick people, just like juice, something like that, orange juice.
Oh, just like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cook it first and make juice. Good for the sick people to drink. Green leaves, no, cold leaves. Sweet one.
Sweet leaves.
And then you look to it.
That grow on the bank.
You make it into a tea.
They cook it, boil it in the water, and mix it with a flour, a little flour. They really good.
Yeah.
Just like you eat the fruit.
We were wondering if it would be possible to get some of those plants.
I'll be able to get some.
We could pick some, so you can take him if you go down there.
Yeah, we'd like to take them out.
Mm-hmm. Fumigated plants.
Some more incense too?
Yes, any kind of plants.
The thing is that grow on the back of mine, right? I can pick up some and send you some if you really want it.
Oh yeah, we would really like to have them. Are you going to be coming back through here in the next 2 weeks?
I don't think so.
Could you just send them?
Yeah, I could send them.
Yeah, write your address number.
Okay.
Yeah.
We would take maybe each one in a separate package with its Inupiaq, with the Inupiaq name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then something about what it's used for. And then we could send that out and put it in with the information that's going along with this whole archaeological project. I'll give you our address, and that would be really helpful.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's all that we had to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's the end of this taped interview.